Hi, good afternoon. My name is Parker Nolan. I am Randy Lewis's husband. We live at 29524 Daggerboard Court, our drive. I'm still getting right. used to the address.
Live in the same house, right?
Yeah, pretty much, okay. I think. I want to thank you all for the time that you are providing to us today to hear our concerns. You have my letter on file that I sent in to you, and it has been said that my characterization of Insight's legal troubles was a mischaracterization. It was not.
Here. Direct your attention
Sorry.
To
it
us,
was
not to
but,
the applicant.
But what is a mischaracterization is their good faith effort to get 51% of the vote, which you've just heard a couple of people talk about. You heard Insight's counsel talk about how they didn't bother to really think about the people who were under contract while they were doing this process. In other words, they worked hard to take away our voice. They worked hard to take away our ability to say, yes, we want this, or no, we don't want this.
Now, I just want to interrupt you a second, because, and I sympathize with that position, but what guides the 51% is our code, and you have to draw a line someplace. So the 51% doesn't talk about people who are under contract, it talks about, you know, lot owners. It's one lot, one
Well,
vote,
I, no, I agree. I'm not going to disagree with that. But we closed on July 21st, so we were an owner of July 21st. They did not require a decision until July 30th. So there was an entire week we could have made a decision, and they did not provide the information to us. Allegedly, because the Homeowners Association, you had to go through a whole bunch of hoops to get into the HOA. You guys have heard the story 100 times. Our voice was purposely not heard, and that does not feel good. I will also tell you that I do have PTSD, and to be next to a pickleball court will be murder for me. It will be not pleasant. Finally, I would like to also tell you that one of the lovely things about Anchors Run are the ponds and pools and the waterfowl and birds that come to bathe and sort of refresh themselves, right? Brad, who you just heard from, filmed an eagle in the pool in his house, which may have a nest in the area that's being considered for expansion, because he filmed the eagle flying to the area.
You do know they're not protected anymore.
They are not protected. Yeah. They are not an endangered species, but there are certain codes that do require their preservation of nests and eggs. Please, you are my voice today. I'm going to say, please vote no on this. Please deny the expansion, or at the very least, require a relocation of the pickleball courts. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Who's next? Yes, sir. Come on up.